It was quite a celebration at the Oak Ridge Elementary School in Southeast Oklahoma City on Thursday morning as Dairy Max, the NFL, the elementary school kids all came together to talk about breakfast. And helping do so, Larry Brown, former cornerback and MVP of a Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. Larry Brown on hand to inspire the young people at this breakfast celebration.
Tell me about the NFL's involvement with Fuel to Play 60.
I think it's great. You know, I love it. NFL Fuel to Play 60 is an initiative to come out, number one, to teach kids how to eat breakfast and eat properly and get yourself going in the morning. A good breakfast starts your day off. You know, if you're in class and you're hungry, you're not paying attention, you're not going to focus. So the initiative is to eat healthy and to be active, whether you play sports or not, whether you're walking, swimming, just doing something to keep yourself active. And Dairy Max has done a great job because we want kids drinking milk. You know, it helps keep your bones strong. And so, you know, eat healthy, drink milk, stay active. That's what this whole initiative is about, to play 60, the Fuel to Play 60.
It's a win-win, right?
It's a win-win. You know, the NFL does so much. And to come out and to take us to schools to be around these kids, and, you know, a lot of times kids don't want to hear from their parents. But if someone comes out and they see that someone that they respect and like, they might listen. So we're going to continue to push that initiative.
Brown being sponsored by the NFL and by Dairy Max. And on hand to help represent Dairy Max was dairy producer Brett Morris. Dairy farmers, kids, NFL players, what's going on here, Brett?
Oh, it's great. It's a situation where I'm here to represent the dairy farmers. And our job is to produce a good, healthy product at home. And then it's therefore Dairy Max's job to implement this along with some of these football players and the Fuel Up to Play 60 program to implement these programs in the school for kid nutrition.
The Dairy Max folks have actually, and dairy producers, have worked with NFL for several years now on the Fuel Up to Play 60.
Yes, I believe it's been either 3 or 4 years now that they've been quite active in. And it's a really good program to get the kids involved in nutrition programs in the schools to get them to, you know, receive their nutrition at meals in school and then go out and have 60 minutes of activities during the day for physical activity.
Why is this important for the dairy industry, you think?
Well, I think it's important for the dairy industry because a program like this kind of puts I think the kids kind of get to see where their milk comes from. They get to meet with the dairy producer, and we get to explain how things are on the farm, how we strive to produce a healthy product, keep our animals healthy, give them a good place to relax, and we just treat them like our own family.
When it comes to dairy business today, I know that we've had some hard times. I know that we have had higher prices, though, in recent months. What's the health of the industry?
The health industry right now is really good. In fact, last month we got provided the highest pay price that I've ever seen in my life. I contribute a lot of that to programs like this that we're doing to promote dairy products in schools, and also our export programs play a big part in that.
We have had more exports, it seems like, of dairy products.
Yes, and I think what happened to that was several years ago we were exporting products that people in other countries didn't really want. And I've always said if you get the customer to provide or make what the customer wants, well, then you can move the product. Used to we would sell non-fat dry milk. Well, the foreign countries wanted the whole powder milk. So whenever they started producing products like that here in the U.S. to export, it really helped our export market.
Dairy producer Brett Morse. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.